You're listening to the Entrepreneur Talk Show with your host, Tony Gaffey.
So today I'm sitting down with Joanne Masternak. She is an expert in branding. I've known Joanne for a number of years and worked with her on different projects. And I just know her creative process is almost more intuitive than a structural way of developing a brand for a specific company. So I wanted to talk to her today about some of the upcoming trends in 2023 in marketing and get both her creative brand side and compare it to my more analytical side and just talk about what's happening in marketing today that, well, in 2023, that people need to know about. So welcome, Joanne.
Okay, thanks, Tony. Thanks for having me. I'm looking forward to our chat. How do you want to start?
I think there's a need to kind of know a little bit more about what's going on in the world today.
And you had mentioned that like AI is becoming a real buzzword, a real, you know, sort of topic of conversation at the moment in this industry. And I was just talking with a girlfriend of mine who works for an ad agency in Calgary, actually, but she lives in Germany. And she brought up how the creative director was using AI for copywriting. And we had a discussion about how that was interesting. What did we think about that? My thoughts were like, why as a creative director of an agency would you be so quick to adopt this new technology? And I'm really interested in the whys, because she's thinking that it's because, well, if this is out there as a tool and people are going to start using it, we have to at least look like we know what's going on with it. But in using it, you're endorsing it, right? And I can see how you want to get to know it. You want to see what's possible, what's impossible. Perhaps as a tool for companies that are really, really small, who just really don't have the funds to do any kind of, at least purchase any kind of copywriting or purchase that kind of service, then I can see that being like a useful tool as opposed to no tool at all or no service at all. Any brands that have really been aspirational or really, really took the world by storm have always been like a rule breaker. It's interesting to me that we so easily take this idea of AI on when AI is sort of based on the idea of learning from what's already existing. As a creative director of an agency, my inclination would be to really promote what the human mind is capable of over, you know, I think if you want to be different, you want to, you know what I mean? Like, you can't follow the crowd. Like, you can't just do what's been successful in the past, because you're just creating more of the same.
Right, exactly. And
right.
So this AI, the chat AI, it has a limited resource of where it can capture that information from. It tries to mimic humans, but it doesn't even have the reach of Google. And that's one thing. And the second thing is that it's not really good for your search engine optimization. Like, Google doesn't like artificial intelligence type of copywriting. And I think that's because there's a sense of lack of authenticity. Like, it's what you're saying. There's nothing genuine or, you know, about it. So,
yeah.
But it does work, like where they have these little chat box and you're having a conversation. It's not a real person. It's artificial intelligence. But we're just going to keep seeing more and more of this. And what you're saying is that some people are quick to jump on that bandwagon. Let's try it because it's the biggest, latest thing and we want to be trend leaders. But it's like, hang on a second. Is that really how you want to represent your brand?
Getting back to the authenticity thing. That's how we interact with brands, because really branding is all about what we think of something. You can be building a brand that you think is going to be perceived in a certain way, but the bottom line is the effects of branding lie in the mind and the perception of the person that's experiencing it. So yeah, like if you're using this technology to speak for you, which is essentially what it's doing, is speaking for you. You have to be really sure that it's saying what you want it to say and that people are going to perceive it in the way that you want them to perceive, which is always the quest, right? This is the kind of thing that I think technology also does to us. It sneaks up on us slowly before we know the implications of what's happening. We're so quick to adopt, and that's a FOMO thing, right? That's a fear of missing out. That's like 100% like just, I've got to be on top of it because I can't look like I'm not on top of it. Yeah, like I just think we really need to just take a step back and analyze what we're really trying to achieve, you know?
Right. Yeah. So, and I'm looking at my list of all the other things that we, that are kind of these leading trends, but I'm interested to hear what Emily said. What did she think? Like, what is something that stands out in the younger demographic?
What did she say? Yeah, they know, like, she's Gen Z, my daughter. So she is very aware of, like, when she's being manipulated, even though she's grown up, you know, under the influence of influencers, you know, and stuff like that. They really know, they're looking for authenticity.
Yes. And so on the flip side of that, well, I don't know if it's flip side, but so there's that. But then, like, another trend is this customization of the user experience. It's kind of a not opposite, but I mean, more and more people, customers are expecting you to know that they had already been in your checkout. You know, I always tell my lamp story about how I wanted to order this lamp and I left it at checkout. And then, you know, I kept getting retargeting ads. And then not until I got a customized email that said, "Hey, Tony, that lamp is, the sale's almost over. Do you want it?" And I'm like,
"Yeah, that actually I feel like is useful because to me, I feel like that's useful. Like to me, it's exactly the same perspective as like what you think about when you're first working on a brand. Because you're always thinking about touch points.
Right.
Like the brand, you know, like the typical thing that people think a brand is just a logo and like a tagline and whatever. It's not. The brand is, again, it's what you feel. It's what somebody feels about you. That's what a brand is. You're feeling it, right? So as the customization of the user experience is happening, you're feeling good. You're feeling good. You're feeling like, oh, this is easy for me. Oh, this, they care about me. This is making my life easier. You know, like, you know, I mentioned that already, but you know what I mean? You get the idea. It's like a touch point, just like it would be, you know, in brick and mortar, right? You show up, you don't want the person to be rude. You don't want to have to wait in line. You don't, you know, you want the whole machine to truck along really smoothly for you. So I'm all on board. Like I think, yeah, absolutely. Anything that, you know, brands, marketing and, you know, IT departments can do to get their machine working, you know, smoothly is really important. Yeah. Because also there's so many choices. You can just drop somebody.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you can just be like, I'm out of here. Leave your basket full and you're gone. You know, like.
Well, the way I look at it is that people align themselves with brands that have the same values as them. So if you can demonstrate a value that resonates with your customer, you're not only going to land that customer, they're going to talk about you. And so what you're talking about is that omni-channel approach. It's not just different multiple touch points. It's this integration of seamlessness that the customer feels like, hey, this is a brand that really gets me. No matter where I go, I always have the same, you know, you talk about retailers, you know, when I walk in the store, it smells good. You know, when I go to Westin Hotel, same smell, the same colors, the same customer service, that my expectations are met because I know and I love the brand.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, it depends, of course, on your, you know, if you had a real sort of economy brand and then they suddenly elevated, you might alienate people.
Yes, true.
Right? Based on they might think, oh, this is probably going to be too expensive for me now. It's not in my, you know, it all depends on who, again, it comes right back down to the potential customer, the user. What do they think? What do they need? What do they feel when they think about you? You know, like all of that stuff.
I know you don't do a lot of testing in your branding, right? Well, your talent comes from your experience, but also your intuitiveness with brands. But to me, I still want to test certain things. Like, what do they think of this logo? What do they think of this font? But you don't do that.
If you could pull everyone who would ever have the chance to take a look at your brand, maybe, but even in that scenario, once they've been asked the question, they cease to behave normally. It's like how everyone feels when the camera is suddenly put on them.
Right.
It changes you.
Right.
So your impulse, your natural response to things is always changed once you're asked a question. My thoughts are always just to have the best gauge you can on who you are and what you stand for as a brand. And the best gauge you can on who your audience is and what they need and what they like. And then try to marry those two things. Try to emulate for them. It's like service. It's providing service.
But I want to tie this right back to the beginning, because what you're saying is you don't necessarily want to test certain things. You just put it out there because you know, and you're going to make it work. It's kind of like when they brought about the computers. It wasn't like they asked people, do you need a computer? It was like, here you go. And we're in a new wave now of this artificial intelligence and this kind of like speediness of different thing, technology changing very quickly. And no one's asking us, hey, do you want this? It's like, no.
Yeah, that's exactly, it's exactly like the, what I was saying about, like, we're so quick to adopt things without actually taking a step back and analyze it, because that's just it. There's never the opportunity to get the full picture of what the implications are of things, right? Like, say with AI copywriting, from a practical standpoint, I can see that copywriting automatically done for you is a good tool for people who have no access. But if you have the resources, then I feel like, why not engage a human mind to make a quantum leap, and don't rely on a technology that is based on what already exists? That's how I feel about branding, is like, you're tapping into what it means to be human when you're developing a brand. So how can you tap into what it means to be human when you're relying on AI?
Maybe that's the question for the future, is like,
when
and if will AI become the human?
Mm-hmm. It's interesting. It's an interesting time.